a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Your home for the best coverage of the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies.
Y'all ready?
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery.
It's our show, all right?
On 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
Welcome back. It's Unrivaled. Quick market update for you on a Monday. The Dow Jones flat today, only up 26 points. NASDAQ down 142 points, and the S&P 500 was off 15 points. So there's your market update. Brought to you by the folks at TryDayTrading.com. You can be a day trader yourself. Give it a shot. TryDayTrading.com. Scott, here's how the Weekend Warrior works. We just roll out the people that won the weekend for us. So it's that simple. Try to find some of these audio clips to kind of get you go. Maybe get a little goosebumps going, right? So this one's going to be the very first one. Weekend Warrior is, of course, Luka Doncic of the Dallas Mavericks in the blowout win over the Suns on the Suns court to advance to the Western Conference Finals.
We got to go through this journey, and I hate when, you know, we label or cap something. We don't know how far this can go. That's why we got to play them. That's why we showed up to play this evening. No one gave us a chance. A lot of people said it was going to be a blowout. Well, they were right. but they didn't have us on the winning side.
That was head coach of the Dallas Mavericks, Jason Kidd, there. I know you noticed it didn't have the same accent that Luka Doncic had.
No.
It's Jason Kidd. 33 points ended up winning by Luka Doncic with 35 of those points. Spencer Dinwiddie had a heck of a game, didn't he?
Don't you feel like the thing that really impressed me about the Mavericks and like just being down, you know, and I love when teams, they just don't panic, they don't get discouraged, they answer back, they fight back. I mean that when you're playing against the best and you're playing to be a champion, that's what it takes, and that's. You know, that's where you want to hope this Jazz team gets. They get that mental toughness to fight and scrap and figure out a way to win games. And that's what Luka did and what the Mavericks have done.
So the next Warrior, our next weekend Warrior, Shohei Ohtani, who has recently become Scott and my favorite baseball player in the MLB because the guy's such a dadgum unicorn, hit his 100th career home run over the weekend.
RBI number 20 for Trout. And that one's driven to center field by Shohei Ohtani. And that one is gone! That is number 100 for Shohei Ohtani in Major League Baseball.
This guy's a pitcher, right? Like these guys aren't supposed to hit.
You say like a pitcher?
A pitcher.
Like a picture of
he's a pitcher.
Of health.
A pitcher.
A picture of now, this is what's wild to me. Yes, he's a pitcher.
100 home runs. It just seems like didn't he start like a year ago or something?
Well, no, he started in 2018, but the thing was is that he hit 47 last year. So, like, he's coming into his own. I mean, he was the AL MVP last year. And so he's been a rookie of the year. He's been the AL MVP. He has 268 strikeouts in his career in 216 innings. Babe Ruth is the only person to have struck out 250 people as a pitcher in his career and hit at least 100 home runs.
I think it's remarkable. I love it. I really do. And he's like, he's really good. He's really good at being a pitcher. He's really good at being a hitter. And it's just so dang impressive. Just in the world we live in today, it's so unheard of.
It's one of those things that it's happening and it kind of is flying under the radar a little bit because Major League Baseball isn't as popular as it used to be. It's not doing itself any favors, but that's a guy you just watch and go, hey, remember when everybody said you got to be a pitcher or a hitter, you can't be both? And the major leagues just kind of like exemplify that. They you don't have hitters who are pitchers. And here we are, Shohei Ohtani, 100th home run. So there you go. Those are our weekend warriors. We're going to take the break here. We'll come back next hour on the program. We got a lot to talk about. Still have to qualify some people for our Uinta Golf major giveaway. So stay listening. We've got more going on here. We've got some stuff to talk about here. When we return, we've got the cut around the corner. Talk a little bit about Kirk Herbstreit and what he says about NIL. I don't agree with what he said, but you'll have to hear it when we come back. More to go right here. It's 97.5 1280 The Zone on the Zone Sports Network.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.